Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're looking at 2 Kings 18. Let me set the context. Remember, Sennacherib from yesterday was the arrogant king of Assyria. And as he planned his strategy to destroy Jerusalem, he sent this message to Judah's king, Hezekiah. He said, "Say to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, on what do you rest this trust of yours? Do you think that mere words are strategy and power for war? In whom do you now trust that you have rebelled against me?" Well, as soon as Hezekiah heard the message, he began to pray. The living God answered his prayer, and through the prophet Isaiah, God delivered this reply to Sennacherib. He said, "Whom have you mocked and reviled? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes to the height? Against the Holy One of Israel." That's who. Isaiah reminded the pompous king of Assyria that God was the Holy One of Israel. How dare Sennacherib challenge the Holy One of Israel and his people? The name, the Hebrew name for God, describes the uniqueness of God, the Holy One of Israel, the uniqueness of God. He is holy. He is set apart from all things. Through Christ, God makes us holy. Hebrews 10:10 tells us that. That is our position in Christ. We are sanctified. We are made holy. We are set apart. And it's also our practice. Peter reminded believers not to give in to evil desires. Peter said this, "Just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy." So let's pray about that. God, you are the Holy One of Israel. There's no one like you. You're unique. You're set apart. You're separated from evil. Thank you for making me holy through the work of Jesus. I know that you call me to give not give into my evil desires, and I need your help, and I need your strength, and I need your power to resist my evil desires for sure. I need your forgiveness for my failures. So help me to live that holy life, that set-apart life that you desire for me. And I thank you that you are the holy God of Israel. Amen.